Talk about the Gaylords a little bit.
Okay. E.K. was conservative but fair. He attended all the conventions, Republican or Democrat. He loved being with the reporters. Then at 101, he died, and he lived 101 years. So Ed took over. And now, you need a little background. They were had several minority stockholders in the Oklahoman. And one of them was, the gal, Louise, was living in New Mexico, and she hired this local guy to represent her on the board meetings. And E.K., he didn't think he worked hard enough. You know, I go out there, and you're never at your desk. Where are you? So by the time Ed took over, it was get-even time. He even fired the sports editor. He moved the managing editor to Colorado Springs, and they owned that paper then. Oh, boy, and nasty. And he went to the Church of Christ school in Edmond and called Henry Bellman the senator from Moscow. Boy, I went after him in a rage, issue after issue, everything. And the funny thing is, Jim Standard and the other reporters in the Capitol Press Room were egging me on.
Did any of them help you, or they knew things that they couldn't write about?
Yeah, one of them helped me considerably. Eddie Jr. came along, and he was going to take over. His father was a busybody, and he built that roping arena up north of Oklahoma City. You know where it is. Mm-hmm. And paved that entryway. Had the damn good paving. And and he got disgusted with the paper, and he did. He went to Hollywood and the Over the Hill Gang and several B movies, living off the fat of the land, as they say. He was a nice guy. And by the way, Clem McSpadden was a personal friend of his, and Clem was majority leader of the state senate, and he said, "Frosty, if that guy had his way, that'd be a really decent newspaper. But as long as his dad's alive, it won't be." So the kid quit.